We'll welcome everybody to the South Jordan Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. We have four members of our commission here this evening. I know that Commissioner Wimmer will not be able to join us this evening due to work. I'm not sure on Commissioner Bishop. So if he joins us later in the evening, we will recognize him at that time. Staff, thank you for joining us today. We don't have any other participants present in person in the auditorium this evening. Do we have anybody online to be aware of? Okay, then we will just go ahead and get started. We'll dispense with our normal instructions for the evening. All right, so our first item is to approve the agenda as published.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes of the August 13, 2024 meeting as published.
Thank you, I'll second that. All in favor?
Hold on. Oh. He said minutes. We're approving the agenda.
Oh, pardon.
Oh, sorry. I jumped one. Sorry. I removed my motion. And substitute motion, I move to approve this evening's agenda as published with the substitution that following our official business that there will be training held by the commission with city staff.
But outside of our official.
But outside of our, on the agenda.
But don't we need to notice somewhere?
If you're doing it after the meeting, after it's closed, I don't think you have to amend the agenda.
All right, so we'll just do it as published.
As published.
It will be recorded. It's not
okay.
As published.
I will second that motion as published. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next, we need to approve the minutes from our August 13th Planning Commission meeting. We were all present. Any comments, notes? Okay.
Thank you for summarizing 5 hours or 6 hours.
Chair, I move to approve the minutes of the August 13, 2024 meeting as published.
Thank you. I will second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, staff, I understand that Greg and Greg have some business for us.
That business will be the training after the meeting is over. And I will do training on accessory dwelling units and the difference between internal and detached. And Greg will be talking about the CUPs, conditional use permits.
That sounds great. Can you confirm it will be recorded? Audio will be available in the future. Is that something that Commissioners Bishop and Wimmer could listen to afterward and get credit for training?
I think so. That's a good idea. So it will be recorded, according to Cindy here. So
there's a form.
And then I can also send them. We have PowerPoint presentations, and we can email it to them so they can look at those and probably hear the recordings as well.
Mr. Simonson, do you see any issues with that plan?
I don't, but I was sitting here thinking, boy, I wish I had just, sometimes you don't remember the fine print. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, is there something that says the training has to be live? I don't think there is. I don't recall anything like that, but
anytime there's a quorum, it has to be recorded, right?
I'm talking about the training.
Oh, the training. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's find out before we tell them this can count, then.
Yeah, we'll check that out for you.
Sounds good. Any other business, staff?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Commissioners, anything?
As a reminder, I'll be absent at the next meeting, but if needed because of a lack of quorum, I can join virtually if allowed, if needed, so that you don't have to, so you can make sure there's a meeting, take actions.
All right, and I know that Mr. Wimmer also indicated he wouldn't be at the next one. Please let me know as soon as possible if you can't join us on the 10th. Oh, it is also my understanding that we've been invited to join City Council on September 17th during their work session for some of their training.
Yes.
Okay. I will make sure to email that out to the full commission so that they can plan on it. Go ahead.
That work session usually is at 4:30, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it starts at 4:30. I'm not sure if they have just the training on the agenda or other things, but we can find out sooner than later, I hope.
Okay, and then it's been drawn to my attention that Ms. Bound, our own Ms. Bound, has received her BS in Business Administrative Accounting.
Yes.
Will you be staying with the city?
Yeah, no, I'm not planning on going anywhere okay. right now. But
that's really neat. Congratulations. All right, I think with that, we're going to jump straight to our legislative public hearings. We've got one item, and Greg has our staff report.
Okay. I don't have anything to put up on the screens, but earlier this year, the City Council asked staff to propose changes to the residential floating chicken zone that would expand the floating zone to all the all lots in any zone, all lots in the city that have that are resident in the residential zones, I guess, that are at least 10,000 square feet. It's similar to what the council also approved when they went to the detached ADUs, the guest houses, when they changed that from just being in the R1A and the A5 and A1 zones to all residential zones that had lots that were a third of an acre or larger. So it's similar to that because they've had requests from constituents that live in a zone that wasn't listed in the code, especially the RM zone, multifamily residential zone, but they weren't there. A single family house on a lot that's well over 10,000 square feet. There's a couple of them like that. Not too many around, but so I think because they're trying to help out their constituents, that's why they've requested this change. And staff doesn't see any problem with it because it's still guaranteed with a 10,000 square foot lot, it still kind of guarantees that whatever, you know, for the chickens, they're still gonna be housed 40 feet, not within, you know, 40 feet away from an adjacent dwelling. They have to be at least 10 feet away from the house that they live in, and all the other requirements will have to be met regardless of the size and what's adjacent to them. So staff is proposing that or is recommending that the commission make their recommendation of approval to the City Council on this because it thinks that it's a fair thing. And also, Commissioner Camel, I know you reached out to Steve this afternoon, and I think, did you get his email back, a response regarding, it does say in the floating zones, usually it should be approved by the City Council, anything that happens there, and we haven't, and I think that was something that changed back before we realized that eventually at some point we may be changing this over from floating zone to overlay zone, because the overlay zones don't require City Council. So we've never had the City Council review and approve the chickens yet. So we're gonna go with it the way it is for now. And in the future, it probably should change so everything's correct that way. We didn't realize that was happening either.
Just a question. Is that okay? So how do we reconcile something like that where maybe the code says that it has to be done a certain way? We're not by tradition doing it that way. People are kind of good with it. And how do we reconcile that with something like this, a very niche need in the city on a relatively small number of lots that don't seem to be causing complaints, but maybe the intent was there as far as residential versus multifamily. How do we think about that?
Well, I guess the only way we know how to reconcile, but we can fix it by changing it from floating zone to overlay zone at some point. And going back, I don't know if Greg has any other idea, but I know that there's quite often I hate to put it on record, but the city doesn't follow its own codes all the time.
No.
So, and so if we did, we would be probably the only city that ever did. But this one was it's no, we don't do it on purpose in this case for sure. But, and it's, well, we're not going to go back and make everybody bring their chickens back for the city council to look at. I think now that it's been discovered and noticed, I'll probably change it sooner than later. So just to make it right, so we don't end up having someone say, well, the city council didn't approve those chickens and they can't have them, but hopefully we'll get them.
So is it staff's recommendation that we approve it as is and they'll go back and fix that later, or would it be make more sense to go back and fix it so it's an overlay zone and not a floating zone?
You can
at the same time.
I'm not sure. I think Steve probably wouldn't. When we talked about that, what if you just added that to the recommendation, is to amend it, to change it from being called a floating zone to an overlay zone, and you can make that recommendation. And if the city council wants to, you know, go through at that point that way, I think it's fine.
Okay. One other question. In the code, in section 17.130.020.010, it talks about the permits and the fees, but it says that two copies of a plot plan shall be submitted to the planning department. And now that we're completely digital, should that be changed to reflect that they're not actually bringing in two copies of a plot plan?
Yeah, this code went into effect before we had digital, so.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt, again, I suppose, to do that. I mean, we can evidently, I mean, they submit one electronically. If we want to copy paper copy, we just print it from there. So it seems redundant to even have that in there. So just say a copy, I think would be.
Okay.
May I say something?
Sure.
The city never ignores its code.
We just don't do it sometimes because we miss it.
So. Mistakes can be made. But I work with the planning department on a regular basis, and every effort is made to follow the code. And I spoke with Steve Schaefer-Meyer, the planning director, about this particular issue, floating zone versus overlay zone, that was raised by Commissioner Catmull, and I appreciated his email. And I understood, and Greg, I've got all the respect in the world for Greg, but I had understood that he was thinking that there would be a motion tonight, exactly as Greg said, that as part of the if the commission recommends these changes to the ordinance, that it also recommends that it use the term overlay zone rather than floating zone. And what will have to be changed later to bring the code consistent are other provisions in the code that refer to it as floating zone. And that's what needs to get changed later, assuming your recommendation is accepted by the city council, and I can't imagine that it wouldn't be. So maybe Greg and I are saying the same thing, but that's my understanding of what Mr. Schaefer-Meyer was hoping would happen tonight.
Okay, I have one other question. Where it's been in the code as a floating zone, are and you said they haven't really processed them as floating zones, but is there a potential that there are lots that have been rezoned into that floating zone as the, I don't know what it's would be listed as, but generally with a floating zone, don't you actually rezone that lot once it's approved to the floating zone rather than just applying the overlay? So would there be lots in the city that have this floating zone rather than just the overlay on their underlying residential zone?
I don't think we've ever had anything listed on our, you know, our GIS.
Okay.
The zoning, there's nothing that ever says floating zone on it. So I don't think it was officially, there was nothing recorded at the county for an ordinance changing the zone. So that's one of those things.
I was looking at that this morning on the city GIS site, just because I was curious too. I'm trying to get in, you know, and just so you know, it's like I'm not trying to like put the city in a pickle or anything. My intention of this is our conversations about going through the code. It's like a continuous review of the code because codes are complex and situations change, and it's so hard to get everything done all the way you want to. And so I guess I just recently I've been trying to be more thoughtful about going through it, especially this one, because it's meant for residents to like make sure I clearly understood what their application process is and so forth. So that's why that feedback, because I was just like, what is this specifically required if I want to do egg production in the city of South Jordan, Utah on a residential lot?
And we as staff appreciate all of you when you find things that you don't maybe understand or that you obviously understand, and it's what's and why are we doing it this way and those kind of things. And if you have, you know, it's, in a way it's almost could be part of your job is to find those things and also to maybe propose changes where you see things that you don't like as well. So.
One other question, sorry, it just keeps going. In here it also talks about building permits, and the chicken permit is separate, but would a building permit still be required if the size of the chicken coop fell into the range where you generally would not need a building permit for an accessory building? I don't remember what the actual dimensions are and whatever that may be, but I know there is a smaller size that you don't need a permit for.
If I don't think we would require a building permit if it's less than the 200 square feet is like the cutoff on that. Minor accessory structures like sheds, if they're 200 square feet or less, they don't get a building permit. They just get approval from planning staff. But if they're over that, then it's required by code that they, and the building code requires it.
And even without a building permit, they would still be required to meet the setbacks on the property for the chicken coop. That's part of a separate.
It's part of our review on their plot plan is to show where that coop's going to be. And so make sure it meets the setbacks from that.
Okay.
So, yeah, they can't put it right up on the property line, even if it's, you know, they say, well, it's 40, got to be 40 feet away from the neighboring property. But if that means right on the property line, it's still no. They still have to meet the, in this case, probably a 3-foot setback if it's the side or rear.
Okay. And all that's checked in the chicken permitting process, not the building process, right?
Right.
Okay.
And just to confirm, this is before us because somebody approached city council and requested a change?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for staff? All right. I'll open this up to public comment. Is there anybody that would like to address the commission under the public comment section? Some of you are citizens, I know. Okay, I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission. Commissioners, I learned some things reading the code, including that you can call and make a complaint for the rodents that sometimes are attracted, as well as the rooster that I can hear down my street. So it was educational for me to review.
And that's one of the other things we did change is in our 1.8 zone. It didn't show roosters as being prohibited because in the farm animal zone, which farm animal section of they could also have an R18 zone if they have a half acre property, they could use that and use their points and get more chickens, and it didn't prohibit roosters, and now it will if this is approved. So
will that retroactively affect people who have roosters that had them under the old version of that did not prohibit them?
It's new. It's a new law. They have to follow the new law.
Okay.
So.
All right. Commissioners, discussion? They aren't necessarily my cup of tea, but I understand that people enjoy it.
We have a neighbor that has chickens and is definitely doing egg production because we, when they go on vacation, we're the
collectors.
The collectors. And so yeah, it's been fun to see the lot. I think there's a lot to like in the code there, like the 40 foot from mm-hmm. another neighbor's dwelling. I can think of another issue where we kind of ran into a situation where one of these large external buildings was close enough to another neighbor's house that having those sorts of definitions were very good, very helpful. So I have no problem with the changes.
All right. Anything else?
I think we just, in our motion, and I'm looking at Mr. Gedge, make those two recommendations to City Council that they make those couple of changes.
I got the first one of the floating zone overlay, and the second one was the two copies of the digital of the map of the maps, just to make sure before I make the motion.
Yeah.
Updated. All right, I'll make it one. This will be my second city doing a chicken ordinance recommendation. I'll be known as the chicken guy in the southwest quadrant of Salt Lake County. Madam Chair, based on the staff report and our discussion this evening, I move that the Planning Commission recommend to the City Council that it approve ordinance number 2024-17 with the following two additional recommendations to the ordinance: that references to floating zone are changed to overlay zone. And that references in the current code requiring applicants to submit two paper plat with their application be removed due to digital enhancements since the code's original enactment.
Okay, we have a motion. Are we happy with it?
It was just a question. So when we're talking about references to it being floating zone versus an overlay, that includes the ordinance itself.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. All references. I just didn't want to say specific in case there are other citations that maybe, you know, so we don't have to point each one, every reference to it. Okay. The floating zone.
All right. I'll second that motion. Ms. Valdez?
Commissioner Gedge?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollist?
Yes.
Commissioner Catmull?
Yes.
And Commissioner Bevins?
Yes.
All right, this item will forward to the City Council with a positive recommendation of 4-0. And that concludes our legislative business this evening. Staff, other business? Greg, can you tell us what our meeting's looking like next time?
No, I forgot to look today, but I understand there's two items. Someone said something about two, so. All
right. Are they two items that we have seen in the last 2 weeks?
No.
Okay.
Those items you saw 2 weeks ago will not be on the next agenda either, as far as I know. So. Okay.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adjourn the formal portion of this meeting.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That concludes our meeting. Thank you, staff, who are eligible to go now.